Okay, so I thought we would talk a little bit about riding in a free will as a first-time rider for free will, and being a woman. What made you want to do it, and how has it been for you?
I had heard about free will many, many years ago. Free will has been going on for a while, but many years ago, and I didn't even live in Oklahoma at the time that I heard about it from a friend that had ridden free will. He was the best man in my wedding, mm-hmm. my husband and I's wedding, and had always intrigued me and heard about other cross-state rides in other states. And so it was something that intrigued me for quite a while. Past summer, I was just at a point in my life that I wanted to take on a big adventure, something that challenged me physically and mentally, and something I thought was maybe a little outside of my abilities or comfort zone. And talked to a couple of different people and met up with a young woman after a very short ride last fall. And she was telling me about her experience with free will. And at the very end of our discussion, we had never met before, and she said, and I was so angry when I finished the last day, and that took me by surprise. And I said, why? She said, I wasn't ready for it to be over.
Oh,
and that was,
wow.
Those were the words I needed to hear. So far with free will right now, it has filled all of those expectations. The journey has been just as much fun and just as much a challenge as actually coming to free will and riding these past 2 days. I really enjoyed the training and the learning and learning how to ride in group rides, and riding with a group of women has been just a wonderful experience. Met people I would have never met. I'm sure our paths would have not crossed in any other venue. So it's just been a wonderful journey.
And that's what one of the things I wanted to ask you about is your training. What kind of training did you do leading up to free will?
I decided in January to actually commit to free will. And once the free will director and the board had announced what the route was for 2014 and learned that it was coming through my hometown, Stillwater, that sealed the deal for me, truly. I was pretty sure I was going to do it anyway, but then I knew I had to go. So at that time in January, got together with a friend and a group of women that are riding in Stillwater, and we formed a free will training program and started out very low mileage, very, very low key, learning how to ride in groups, learning about fixing flats, learning about things that you need to know or is better that you know. And feel comfortable with before you take off to ride across the state about 500 miles.
And when you say low mileage, you started off with how many miles?
10 very slow miles with lots of stops. Very, very, very doable because the group was beginners. And actually, our breakfast meeting in the morning at our local restaurant probably took just as long as our ride took. But it was just perfect for a group of women that hadn't been on bikes or were new to each other. We met each other for the first time. It was just a wonderful way to start. So it was as much social as it was the learning and the physical training.
Well, as you're preparing for that, for the ride too, in the training, did that include tips for nutrition and how do you maintain healthy eating habits, or do you not when you're riding?
Well, I tried very, very hard through that January through May because a long distance riding is taxing on your body. You use a lot of calories, and it's not just calories, but you need to, or at least I do, need to be very aware that you are replenishing what you need, not just in calories, but that it's nutritionally balanced so that you feel good, not just to make it through the ride, but that you're refreshed and ready and not depleted for the next day. So it was something I didn't just start, 2 weeks before Oklahoma Free Will trying to eat right. It's part of a lifestyle, which is what cycling can be too. It's a part of a lifestyle.
What town are you in now, and what's your next leg?
We are in Tishomingo. Mm-hmm. And the town just welcomed us, and it's been just a beautiful setup. And then tomorrow we go to, I have to look at my map. That's how
yeah.
you, you just get up the next morning and get ready for the day. The whole concept of time and place
right.
changes. But I think we're going to McLeod, and it's about a 68-mile ride.